The Assembly Natural Resources Committee voted 9-2 to send the rules back to the Department of Natural Resources for revision. If approved, the proposed rules would have required an 80% cut in power plant mercury emissions by the year 2015. Alliant Energy spokesperson Chris Shanehair says the 80% reduction goal was too optimistic.
Nobody knows with certainty what the technology will provide at that particular point in time. Maybe you could do more, maybe you could do less, and we think it would make more sense to wait until we're a little bit closer to that time to set that goal level.
But environmental groups say delaying the rules means mercury will continue to accumulate in fish in Wisconsin's northern lakes, posing a threat to human health. Eric Urim of the Sierra Club says the longer regulations are delayed, the more likely it becomes that legal action may be necessary to enforce mercury reductions.
The mercury they're putting out there is a liability, and when push comes to shove and liability issues come to full fruition, then it becomes an issue that gets settled in the courts, and hopefully we'll never have to get there.
Urim says it's clear the committee wants a weaker set of mercury rules. Republican Dwayne Johnsrud, the committee chair, says the rules appeared to be costly for utility companies to comply with, but he says the committee made no specific recommendations for changes. The vote was necessary, he said, to allow more time for the committee to talk with DNR staff. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.